Shach Shvi'at Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav Haveret Vakfar Vaketev Vahaloitim. Yeshlam Shvi'at is a demand Shvi'at. Veret is a rose. And the other things mentioned here in the Mishnah are different plants that are used in the process of making perfumes. If they grow on Shvi'at, the Din of Shvi'at would apply to them. It would have Kedusha Shvi'at. And so too, if you sell them and receive money for them, the money would also have Kedusha Shvi'at. And even though these things are not edible, they are used in the process of making perfume, and therefore they have Kedusha Shvi'at, just like was said about plants that are not edible, but they're used in the process of making dyes, that they would have Kedusha Shvi'at. So too, these plants, since they have a purpose, they're used for perfume, they would have Kedusha Shvi'at. And Mephoshim say also the dinum of beer would apply to them, that when they're no longer available to the animals out in the field, they would have to be disposed of. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein le ketav shvi'at mipnei she'eino pri. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with regard to ketav. He says the dinum of shvi'at do not apply to ketav because it's not a fruit. Ketav, the Mephoshim say, is a sap that is extracted from the eighth of the tree. And since it's extracted from the eighth, it's not extracted from a pre, the Kedusha Shvi'at does not apply to it according to Rabbi Shimon. As according to Rabbi Shimon, only a pre has Kedusha Shvi'at, but sap that is extracted from the eighth of the tree does not have Kedusha Shvi'at. Somebody who has a new rose, we need to say a rose, that grew during the year of Shvi'at. And this rose has Kedusha Shvi'at, like we said in the previous Mishnah, that a rose has Kedusha Shvi'at, and so too we said that the dinim of beer would apply to a rose. When the rose is no longer available to the animals out in the field, the rose would have to be disposed of by being mafkrit to anybody who wants to take it. Now you took this new rose, and you kept it in old oil, meaning to say you kept it in oil that came from olives of the previous years. Olives grew during the 6 years. So this Shemen Zayin does not have Kedusha Shvi'at. Now, prior to the time of the beer of the Veret, when it's almost time to dispose of the rose, you have to take the rose out of the oil in order to dispose of it. And the Mishnah says you simply take the rose and dispose of it, but the oil does not have to be disposed of. The Dinei beer would not apply to the oil, since the oil comes from the previous year. Even though you put the rose into the oil so that the oil would pick up some of the flavor and smell of the rose, so this oil, even though it does not have Kedusha Shvi'at, but it has flavor and smell from a rose that does have Kedusha Shvi'at, even so, since you took the rose out of the oil prior to the time of beer, we would not have to dispose of the oil. You can keep the oil around even after the month beer. The oil would not have the dinim of beer applied to it, even though it picked up some of the flavor and smell of the rose. Yashan b'chadash chayav b'beer. But if you have an old rose, meaning to say, it's already the eighth year. The rose comes from the year of Shvi'at, but now it's already the eighth year. It's already after the zman of the beer or the rose. You were supposed to have disposed of the rose already. But instead of having disposed it, you were keeping it in new oil, meaning to say oil from the eighth year. You had olives that grew in the eighth year, and you pressed it for its oil. And you took this rose that has Kedusha Shvi'at, and you cast it in the oil. And now you want to do the right thing, which is to dispose of the rose, since it's already long past this mon beer. You have to be mabar not only the rose, not only do you have to dispose of the rose since it's long past this mon beer, but you also have to dispose of the oil that you're keeping the rose in, since the rose gave flavor and taste to the oil. So even though the oil comes from olives of the eighth year, since it has flavor and smell from a veret, from a rose that has Kedusha Shvi'at, the oil also would have the dinim of beer applied to it, and you have to dispose of the oil and of the rose. Now, even though in the previous case, where you put a veret that has Kedusha Shvi'at into Shemen Zayin for the 6 year, we said that you only have to dispose of the rose, not of the oil. That's because you took the rose out of the oil prior to the Zman beer. So therefore, the Mishnah says you could be lenient and just dispose of the rose, not of the oil. But in this case, that it's already long past the Zman beer and the veret is still in the oil has to be disposed of along with the rose. Somebody who has carobs is a new year, meaning to say it's the seventh year, and you have carobs that grew during the seventh year, and it has Kedusha Shvi'at. And you pickled it in wine that is from the old year, that's from the previous year. The wine does not have Kedusha Shvi'at, it comes from grapes of the sixth year. Now, even if you take out the carob from the wine prior to the Zman beer of the carob, not only would the carob have to be disposed of as a Zman beer, but so too the wine would have to be disposed of, even though the wine comes from the previous year and the wine does not have Kedusha Shvi'ah. But since the carob gave flavor to the wine would also have a din, just like the carob, and they have to dispose of the wine. Now, even though in the previous case, where you pickled a vered in oil of the sixth year, we said that if you take out the rose from the oil prior to the Zman beer, you only have to dispose of the rose, not of the oil. But this case is different, as carobs give a very strong flavor to the wine. And since it gives a very strong flavor to the wine, that flavor would give the wine the same thing as the carob, and the wine also would have to be disposed of this as the Zman beer of the carob. The Yishanim b'chadash chayav b'beer. And so too, if you have old carobs, you have carobs from the previous year, it's already the eighth year, and you took carobs from the seventh year that has Kedusha Shvi'ah, and you did not dispose of the carobs as a Zman beer, and you pickled the carobs and wine from the new year, you pickled it and wine from the eighth year, you'd have to dispose of both of the carobs and of the wine, and the carobs gave flavor to the wine if you pickled it in the wine, and it gave flavor to the wine. So now the wine has the same din as the carob, and just like the carob has to be disposed of since it's long past as Zman beer, that's already the eighth year, so too you'd have to dispose of the wine, since the wine has flavor from the carob. Zaklach. This is a general rule. Now this rule is not just in regards to Shvi'ah, it's in regard to always Surim Shabbat. Anytime you have something that's awesome, this rule would apply to it. Kol shehu benoisin tam chayav levar min b'she'eno mino. Anytime you have a food that is forbidden, such as a nevela, and you cook that nevela together with the food that's inomino, that's not the same type of food. For example, you cook a nevela together with peiros, with fruit, and the fruit is mutter, and the nevela is also. If the nevela gave flavor to the peiros would become also just like the nevela, and since the peiros have flavor from the nevela, the peiros also have the same thing as the nevela, and it would become a termino kosu. Now, if you have two foods that they're both the same type, they're both pieces of meat, but one piece of meat is asr, and one piece of meat is mutter, one piece of meat comes from an animal that wasn't shechted, for example, and the other piece of meat comes from an animal that was shechted, and you cook them together, even if the piece of meat that is asr did not give flavor to the piece of meat that is mutter, since they're both the same type of food, they're both pieces of meat, the mutter meat would become asur since it was cooked together with the asur meat, even though it received no flavor from the asur meat, as we are more stringent when we cook two of the same types of food together than we would be if the two foods were not the same type. Shvi'ahs oseres kol shehu b'mina u'shelo b'mina b'nosin tam. Now, with regards to shvi'ahs, the same halacha would apply. If you have two of the same types of food, one of them has Kedusha Shvi'ah and one does not, and they were cooked together or pickled together, the food that does have Kedusha Shvi'ah would cause the other food which doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'ah also to be usher if they're both the same type, even though it didn't give flavor to it. The other food that does not have Kedusha Shvi'ah, since it was cooked or pickled together with the food that has Kedusha Shvi'ah, would have to be disposed of as Zman beer. And if the two types of food were different types of food, they were not the same type of food, and one of them is shvi'ahs and one is not shvi'ahs, and they were cooked or pickled together, in such a case, since they're two different types of food, only if the food that has Kedusha Shvi'ah gives flavor to the food that doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'ah, would they both have the same din, and you would have to dispose of both of them as Zman beer. But if the food that has Kedusha Shvi'ah did not give flavor to the other food, even though they were pickled or cooked together, you would not have to dispose of the food that does not have Kedusha Shvi'ah. It would not have the same din as the food that has Kedusha Shvi'ah. And since there are two different types of food, and the food that has Kedusha Shvi'ah did not give flavor to the other food, you would not have to dispose of the food that does not have Kedusha Shvi'ah. Now, the portions began. That which the Mishnah says, Shvi'ah is a seres kol shehu b'mina. That when you have two foods that both the same type, and one has Kedusha Shvi'ah and one does not, and they were cooked or pickled together, and the Shvi'ah food did not give flavor to the other food, even so, you would have to dispose of both foods, since they're both the same type and they were cooked or pickled together, even though it doesn't have flavor from the Kedusha Shvi'ah food, you have to dispose of the mutter food. That only applies to Hilchos beer, to the din, that you have to dispose of Paris Fiat, you have to dispose of this food, even though it does not have flavor from the Fiat food, since it was cooked or pickled together with the Fiat food. But with regards to other dinim of Fiat, such as that you're not allowed to do business with Paris Fiat, those dinim would not apply to the Mutter food, even though it was cooked or pickled together with the Fiat food, since it does not have any flavor from the Fiat food. Even though it's the same type of the Fiat food, it does not have dinim of Fiat, and you'd be allowed to do business with it. Only the dinim of beer would apply to the non-Fiat food, but other dinim of Fiat would not apply to the non-Fiat food, since it receives no flavor from the Fiat food.